You're listening to League Freak at leaguefreak.com. You know what? Melbourne Storm fans need to harden up a little bit because they're whinging about something their own club did and they're trying to focus all of their anger on one person, and that one person seems to be David Gallop. I'm not really sure why, because he's the NRL CEO and he had nothing to do with the Melbourne Storm cheating the salary cap the way they did. He had to impose penalties on them. That's part of his job. And I think that he imposed the right penalties on them too. I mean, the way that they were systematically cheating the cap, you couldn't slap them on the wrist, you had to smash them. Because if you didn't smash them, every other club in the NRL would have, it just would have been open season. They all would have done it. They all would have said, well, we'll cop the penalty if it means we get a premiership trophy during one of our seasons coming up. What David Gallop said on the weekend was really stupid. He didn't call Storm fans terrorists, but, you know, even tying it in at this time of the year, it was just really dumb. And it's probably the first time that David Gallop has really done anything that's personally stupid. I don't think you can really hold it against him. Everyone makes mistakes. If we got rid of every official that said something stupid in rugby league, every time they said something stupid, we'd have no one running the game, which kind of is what's happening at the moment, really. But, yeah, Storm fans, I mean, I don't understand what their problem is with Gallop. What was he supposed to do? Was he supposed to come down there, pat them all on the back, say, oh, it's all right, don't worry about it, you can cheat the cap for, like, you know, 4 or 5 years, we'll just look the other way? He would have had the rest of the league up in arms. What needed to happen happened, and the Storm copped the penalty, and I think it's about time their fans took some responsibility for what their own club did and just got on with it. You know, it's history now. If you go and look in the history books, there's a lots of marks and squiggles, and it's all because of the Melbourne Storm. I think that the sooner that Storm fans just accept what happened and moved on, the better, because it's not doing the club any good every time that the CEO turns up and they're booing him. It's a bad look. It's a bad look for the club and it's a bad look for the game. So if you want more of this, go to leaguefreak.com. You can see me on Twitter. You can see me on Facebook. You can see me on the forums occasionally. And have a good day.